The top 5 ways to keep people from having sex. Go. You want to keep people from having sex? Put them in a big ass iron chastity belt that's covered with AIDS. You want to keep people from having sex? Ask all 5 women of The View to do a strip show on national TV. You want to keep people from having sex? 2 words. Vagina goblins. You want to keep people from having sex? Just attach their sex lives to their Facebook status. Bob is humping Amy. Jonathan is humping Sarah. Ray is humping your mom. You want to keep people from having sex? Just make them get married. And I approve this message. We approve this message. And I approve this message. And I still approve this message. What's happening, my fellow Milhousians? It's Tuesday, February 24th, 2009. Happy Mardi Gras. And today I want to cover 4 things. No, 3 things. And my mic is ghetto rigged. What then? First, something that bugs the hell out of me. One-word trolls. I'm referring to the trolls that come to my page and leave those ambiguous one-word comments like this, or this, or this, or this. Who does that?
Ha, cock.
If you're answering a yes or no question, then I get it. But what would cause someone to come to my page and put something like this on my wall with no explanation and no follow-up?
Ha, Jews.
Anyway, second is something I didn't get to last week. It's the cartoon of the stimulus monkey that appeared in the New York Post. This cartoon. And as you can clearly see, the police have shot the monkey that supposedly wrote the stimulus bill. Now, some are calling this cartoon racist, assuming that the dead stimulus monkey represents Barack Obama. But really, the only people who are actually offended by this cartoon are Al Sharpton and a bunch of upper middle class white people who say they have black friends, but don't. I'm exaggerating. I'm sure there were an array of different people who found this cartoon offensive. And I get why. But the question is it warranted? Now, I would understand if the cartoonist had literally taken the stimulus monkey and incorporated Barack Obama, or incorporated Al Sharpton, or incorporated Jesus. Those would be offensive. But the cartoon itself? I'm not so sure. Now, I don't know anything about the cartoonist, but I doubt he drew this with racist intentions. Insensitive, yeah. Now, certain groups are calling on the New York Post to fire him, which I think is bullshit, unless they have further evidence that this guy was trying to make some kind of racially controversial statement, which you shouldn't do when you're in a position to get fired. Like I've said before, there's a time and a place for certain types of statements or certain types of jokes. I wouldn't go to church and stand up in the middle of Sunday Mass and say,
"Yo, preacher! Testicles!"
My point is, I think it's counterproductive to call things racist unless it's definitively racist, like this.
Hello?
Asian people suck! You see, that was racist. But this cartoon? I don't know. But I do know that it's difficult to have an adult conversation about race when the word racism is thrown around. And I want your opinion on this. Is that cartoon racist? Let me know in the comments section.
Haha, nipple.
Third, I guess I need to address my decision to change the name of the show. Now, judging from the feedback I got, you guys hate the new name. You were pissed. Some of you thought the new name was more disappointing than when Penelope Cruz won that Oscar. Booyah! Some of you even threatened to cut one of my nuts off. Then I'd have to change the logo to something like this. Some of you wrote me to tell me that you really love the old name. Well, that's funny because the old name called me last night. And it doesn't love you. Sorry to break it to you.
Ha, chlamydia.
And some of you were upset because now I can't do the gangsta thing at the end. Don't worry, I'll figure out something. But I had to change the name. Lord Milhouse told me to. And rule number 1 of the Church of Milhouse is you don't question the Church of Milhouse. And of course, rule number 2 is send money. Anyway, God, sometimes you guys drive me crazier than that one-word troll.
Madonna.
You act like if I don't change the name back, you'll murder me like I'm the stimulus monkey. Now, normally this show evolves based on your feedback, but this time I can't do it. I'm not changing the name back. But give it time. The name will work in favor of the show. Trust me.
Ass.
So enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be doing homework as usual, which is why I didn't get to cover some of the things I wanted to cover. Cover your mom. Your Tuesday, February 24th, 2009 comment question of the day is totally random but totally fun. So your question is this: Batman or Spider-Man? And you can choose either Batman or Spider-Man, but you have to make an argument as to why your pick is better than the other superhero. And I'll include some of the more creative and interesting arguments in next week's top 5. So as always, leave your answer in the comments section below. But thanks for watching the Tuesday, February 24th, 2009 episode of Equals 3.
Got rice, bitch? Got rice?
I'm Ray William Johnson, a.k.a. Captain Booyah, and I approve this message. Oh, and the Asian guy who appeared earlier in the video is my friend Aaron from ForFun808. And he doesn't really need my plug because he has kind of a large following, but even so, go check him out. He's a funny-ass dude. Check out his channel by clicking here. Well, that's kind of cool. Here. Click here. Click here.
Sell out.
I wouldn't go to church and stand up in the middle of Sunday Mass and say,
"Yo, preacher, where are my bitches at?"